Well, we're going to talk biking and hiking, all kinds of outdoor good stuff here as we get hopefully into a little bit better part of the spring. Ed Kyle joins us this morning. He's the convener for the Nishna Valley Trails Association here locally as they get ready for their Bike and Trails Expo coming up on April 29th. Ed, thanks for coming by.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. This will be our second venture. We had an initial spin last year and had a really good time and are looking forward to a growth in the crowd this year.
Oh, absolutely. And it's always an exciting time of year because we're starting to think more about being outdoors. We've been cooped up for the most part for months, and now it's time to get back outside. But you get into spring, and you start to see things, you know, potholes and all that kind of fun stuff in roads. You know, bike and hiking trails don't necessarily always weather the best either. We have to keep after all those things.
That's right. And we're glad for our partnership with the county conservation folks in tending to the trails that we have, and really good cooperation and service from our Parks and Rec Department, too, and Roger and his crew. So it's just good when the community works together on these recreational assets that we have, because they're good for everybody, and not just bikes, but like you said, hikers, parents wheeling strollers, you know, the kids in their various vehicles they've got. So we're really interested in the development of the whole community and the whole county for health, wellness, recreation, and just good, clean fun.
Well, just because it was winter and you maybe didn't see a lot of hiking and biking and all those kinds of things doesn't mean that stuff wasn't going on in the background. What have you guys been talking about lately?
Well, there have been a couple big things. One is a continuing development on a spur trail that will run from the Shieldburg Recreation Area very near the KJM studios here over to the ball fields just across Olive Street. And at this point, the engineering firm is getting the engineering done on the bridge that needs to go across Troublesome Creek there to help make that link. But once that is done, then trail design and the actual hard planning for getting the trail done, which will be a really good community asset and will enable a loop excursion, if you're willing to brave Olive Street back into town. We think it'll be a real addition to the community of Atlantic. Then also, we've been working behind the scenes on closing the gap in the T-Bone Trail from out in the country here into town. And I just had one of those good news, bad news situations happen as the railroad that we've been working with for, gosh, 2 or 3 years, they finally notified us that our request for an easement along their active track has been denied. We had asked for an easement between Olive Street and Buck Creek Road to the west of the grain elevators up north here. And they've got other plans that are going to preclude our doing that easement for the trail. So that's the bad news. The good news is that puts us back into a local arena for working on the trail development. And instead of having to wait for a huge industrial bureaucracy like a railroad, now we can work with our neighbors, with local landowners, with other business people, with county and with city officials, because we've got alternative plans. Those have been in place, but you want to go for number one first, and now we'll be looking and sorting out options B, C, and D after plan A has been eliminated.
Well, and that's a lot of behind-the-scenes work done by professionals who understand a lot of those types of issues and can work mm-hmm. to get things done. But for average folks who are sitting out there listening, thinking, you know, I don't know all the legal stuff and I don't know all the ins and outs here and there, but I want to help. How can they?
Well, for one thing is to get out and use the facilities that we have. We've got the Bull Creek Pathway that runs through part of town. This spring, there'll be a new bike lane installed on West 2nd Street from downtown out to the recreation area. And, of course, the development that's gone out at the Shieldburg Recreation Area, now the pads have been laid out for camping and that sort of thing. So to get out and use those and be a visible presence, walking, biking, rollerblading, whatever you do, get out and do it so that it's impression management is what it is. But if we don't have the impression that people do these things in Atlantic and that everybody's just sitting inside and watching TV, well, then that's what we'll be. So to get out and be active, to demonstrate that we are a healthy, family-oriented, recreation-oriented community, use what we've got is the main thing. And then, of course, we do invite folks to the expo coming up at the end of the month because That'll be a place for folks who believe in and want to use and do use those trails and other recreational facilities to talk about where we're going. Along with the speaker that we'll have, we'll be presenting an update on this and be seeking people's opinions about those options B, C, and D that are out there. And once people have a sense of what might be to talk with all their neighbors about how would that work and how could we contribute? Is there anybody we could talk to that might, whether they're in government or whether they're a landowner along the route, a friend, and talk about what it could mean for our community to have such an asset available to us. All of those would be good community-based efforts to help develop trails.
Monday, April 29th, Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. Doors will open at 6, and the program gets started at 7 o'clock. There'll be plenty of things to do. Before we get into the balance of the program, there are going to be vendors out there. There'll be opportunity for people to ask a few questions, maybe get involved in some prize drawings and things. There's really a lot of reasons for folks to come on out.
Yes, and we hope folks will come out early, 6 o'clock or so. One of the interesting displays there will be a fellow coming down from Jefferson who does adaptive bicycles. He takes the bicycle concept and makes it possible for people with physical limitations or disabilities to ride, to propel themselves. And so that's going to be a very interesting display. There'll be a local display vintage bicycles and unusual types of bicycles too. And Frank Mitchell will be there from the bike shop with current equipment and things. There'll be displays from the health and wellness folks, from the county conservation. I'm trying to think of all the folks that will be there to explore the many ventures, many ways of understanding this health and wellness.
Sure. Well, biking's a lot more than just getting out and having fun outdoors. It's about exercise. It's about fellowship. You get to meet a lot of people that way. And heck, if it's just a matter of saving a couple of bucks on gas, why not try it?
Well, that too. And the amazing thing is the impact that bicycling has in Iowa as a whole. The study that was done at Cedar Falls this last year indicated that something like $365 million is spent in the state of Iowa on an annual basis. I guess it was 364, 1 million short of a million a day, connected with bicycling in some way. Now, that includes feeding the bicyclers and putting them up overnight and all that kind of stuff. It's definite economic impact, as well as all the personal and social impacts as well.
Well, and in Iowa, we've had the trend has been much upward, much more than a lot of states as far as trails and things go. Now, part of that, the bad part is it's because we're kind of behind where some other places were. Some of them started earlier than we did. But the good news is we're seeing some progress moving forward.
Yes, we are. And we want to thank all the partners, appreciate all of those. One of those is the National Park Service, and our speaker for the expo will be Brian Leaders, who's one of the design architects for that that office out of Omaha, and he's been working all over the state, but just recently has been working in Pottawatomie County, Shelby County, and with us in Cass County on nurturing some regional planning ventures and dreaming out what the next levels of trail development will be, what's wanted, what could be supported, and I'm confident Brian's going to lay out for us a vision of what that regional planning could be, because that links in, since they're in a national agency, that links in with the ventures to put a trail all the way across the United States, and that American Discovery Trail will come right through Atlantic if we can get the T-bone finished, and link in with these other trails regionally in our counties that Brian is helping us work out.
And that's why I think it's really nice and timely that we have that type of speaker coming in to talk about those types of issues, because if you really want to get something done, it's not just your neighborhood or your city or even your county. It's a regional effort. You got to work together to have some sort of a long-range plan and vision for a project that's going to benefit a lot of people.
And that's entirely true. I read a book called Caught in the Middle, which is about how globalization has affected the Midwest, our region. And the conclusion the author came to is that the future belongs to those who will think regionally. Yes, everything must be local, but development in a global context is going to have to be regional. And I think just even these beginning ventures from bike trails or recreational trails can link into something really important happening for the good of our communities and the good of our state.
Well, the weather's getting nicer, and you're going to feel real good about what's coming in the next few months when you go to something like a bike and trails expo this time of the year. It's going to feel like summer already. So a lot of good reasons for folks to stop by.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm kind of a wimp when it comes to weather. You know, it has to be above 45 degrees before I go out on my bike. But I got out on April 8th a week ago, and I'm waiting for it to warm up and quit raining now. And hope to ride my bike to the expo, and hope there'll be dozens of 100 or more folks who will join me in that at the community center on that evening.
You bet. Doors open at 6. Again, the program begins at 7. There'll be plenty of vendors, things to check out, and don't forget to get there early and register for door prizes. Chance to win something, too.
That's right. For adults and children, something for everybody.
Great.
We hope you'll come.
Well, hope you have a good night. Again, that's Monday, April 29th, 6 o'clock. Doors open up. Hope you have a great crowd. Ed, thanks for coming by.
You're very welcome.